views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. 94 shows since being in the YNTS studio and 2-year anniversary of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We're currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. More info out, listen to us on replay. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening to us. And, of course, www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. 2-year anniversary continues now. And let the 2-year anniversary show continue. Only I can say when the show ends. If someone asked me, if someone said, how's it feel? 2 years. Used to be Friday nights, now Tuesday nights. Doing this program. How's it feel? Feels different. It's amazing to go into a microphone and be able to hear your voice so clearly. It's amazing to work with so many great people who've done the same thing we have. Say we want to do something and do it. I don't think anyone understands how special this is. Hey, I know. I'm not on the CNN or I'm not on the Sirius XM. It's been 2 years. Should you be on there by now? Maybe not. Could it happen one day? Can't say never. I don't think anyone should tell me that you can't. You could. You can. And you will. As long as you put your mind to it. As long as you set out your priority and instruction. With a little perseverance and a little conversation, great ideas can come about. That's what I learned on this program. And I think we taught so many listeners with over 90 guests we've interviewed. Yeah, we counted. Over 90. Professors, intellectuals, organizers who has a mission to create a brand new idea or to promote something they feel is not getting enough attention. We spoke to some amazing guests. But we had to go. And we had to choose our favorite. And we even chose our second favorite. We even chose our second. I say, I don't want to talk this hour. I want to give my audience 2 of my favorite guests that we've spoken to on this program. Now you probably already know my first guest. And it's sad that we lost connection with him, but we'd love to bring him back on for this election or in the future. Former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer. I think it's so many reasons why I love this interview. I love this interview because former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, he was able to connect to the voters, connect to the audience, be able to relate to what many are going through in this country. He was able to make politics a fun conversation. He was able to bring great in-depth into election 2012 when we spoke to him. Also, of course, we love this interview. He's our first, he was our first politician we were able to get on during college. And in this YNTS studio, we were able to bring him on too. So here it is, our favorite interview in the 2-year anniversary. And of course, we'll play our second favorite in the next half hour. Our interview with former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer. His name is Charles Elson Buddy Romer. We'll call him Governor on this broadcast. Mr. Buddy Romer, thanks for being on with us. Hope everything's well. Glad to be back with you.
Everything is well, and I love talking to you, man. You have a great show, and thanks for asking me to be on.
Governor, you know, those words really touch us here, and we thank you for coming back, and hopefully in 4 years, you'll be on the ballot, and then my decision won't be any harder than it already is, you know, trying to choose.
It'll be different. That's the truth. You know, I'm always upset when our choices don't reflect America, and I don't think Romney and Obama are bad people. I'm just saying they never get at the real problem. The real problem is that they don't make the decisions. The special interests do. And somewhere, sometime, somebody is going to have the courage to stand up and say it.
And we've already been seeing that, Governor. We've seen it on social networks throughout the past few months. We see how Virgil Good, Rocky Anderson, Jill Stein, Gary Johnson are now becoming more of just a third-party candidate. Now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
Exactly. And you know, I know news people have a tough time. It's a tough job. And I know tonight you're working under those same restrictions. But this is not a game. This is not a contest. This is not a football game. This is about the future of our country. And I think most people take it seriously. And I think most people are very unhappy that after all this fussing and fighting and barking and screaming, it's come down to no choice at all. The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
There are so many lines, Governor, that I hear on TV. You watch those movies, and there's always the director who tries to put his views out in his two-hour Hollywood entertainment special. And you sit there, and you hear one good line, and you say to yourself, imagine if President Obama said that. Or imagine if candidate Mitt Romney could be President Romney. Imagine him saying that line. Imagine how America would react. But, you know, Governor, we just don't see as often as we want to.
Well, I understand their problem. They're dependent on the money. I mean, I proved it last year, working hard, working honestly, raising $1.5 million, it wasn't enough. It takes money to win. And they're afraid to talk about reform because it's going to upset the big boys. It's going to upset the special interests. It's going to upset business as usual. But here's my position. That's exactly what we need to do. Upset business as usual. Put the people first and see what happens.
What we also have to do is we have to bring all the voters, the young voters and the older ones, together, and we have to understand what's the problem, understand what problems we need to reform, and how we can keep that consistently in the next 10 to 20 years. Because right now, a lot of us really don't know what the problem is, and I think that's the real problem. You know, we cannot discover what the problem is to then find out what we should reform. Again,
well,
I'm not going to take it away.
You say it well, and let me say it in my kind of southern approach. I talk to young people every day around the country. I speak on college campuses. I'm a banker, and I talk at bankers' conventions, young bankers, trying to help people. I mean, it's a worthy profession, but they've never lived in a time where the parties work together, where a president said, let's put the country first. I'm not going to put my reelection first. I'm going to put the country first. And here's my commitment to you. I will build a team across party lines, and we'll have the best people in each job. I don't care what party they're in. And America ought to build a kind of team. I'm from Louisiana, and I watched LSU and Alabama play the other night. And I was just fascinated in the year 2012, where these two great teams were fully integrated. 25, 30 years ago, they were not integrated. They were all white. Now they're white and black. They have the best team they can on the field. Why aren't we like that in America? Why don't we have the best team in Congress? Republicans and Democrats and independents. Why don't we stop picking people by their party and start picking them for their ability? And to me, it's a fundamental change in American politics. This is just another election to me. I hope the best person wins. That, to me, it's just a game. What's important to me is if a president comes out of this and looks at the American people tonight or tomorrow night or Saturday morning and says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the country first. And I love my party, but it comes second. I'm going to reach across the aisle and get the best women and men from all over the country, and we're going to make America strong again, provide jobs again, give training again, make common sense again, get fair trade with China. In 5 years, get a budget that we can defend, get tax reform. Man, if the president were to do that, it would take your breath away, but it won't happen.
Right now we are speaking with the former governor of Louisiana. We're all speaking with a former congressman and former presidential candidate for the Republican Party and Reform Party, Governor Buddy Romer. The problem is this all could happen, but the problem is it's not going to. And we know Joe Biden, Vice President, Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, that role might change. It depends on the results. They know it. And they understand it. I hear those little lines of, you know, President Obama, we want change. Joe Biden, this is not the Republican Party you saw 50 years ago. And yep. The problem is they are taking advantage of what we believe in. You know, those who feel that, you know, we need to come together, create bipartisanship, create reform, create consistently, and we are seeing it, but they're taking advantage of us to grab our votes. And then when they go into the Oval Office in January, we're suddenly forgotten for another 3 years. And I think that's unfair, and that should be addressed, and that should be reported on, that right now they're cheating us.
Absolutely. They won't tell you the truth. I mean, that's a pretty strong word to use, the truth. And I hate to be slave to the truth. But if you're not slave to the truth, you're subject to the lie. And so what we need from our leaders is the truth. And they're not talking about getting the budget in balance. They're not talking about tax reform, because they get their money from special interests. And how are special interests doing in this country? How are the big banks on Wall Street doing? How are they internationalist doing with trade with China? They've never done as well as they're doing now. And this was an election where each candidate raised $1 billion. You don't know who they raised it from. You don't know what promises they made to raise the money. I am just sick about it. But you said something very important, and let me go back and repeat it again. Nothing that's wrong with America is beyond our ability to change it. We can change this country. We can do it. Budget, health care, energy, taxes, jobs, fair trade, complete immigration. We can do these things. They won't be all Republican or all Democrat. They'll be part of the real world. But to get it done, to make those changes, we need a leader who puts campaign money second and the people first. And I make you a commitment on this election night. I will spend a large part of my time for the next 4 years trying to lead the independents and the people who want reform, lead Congress to do the things that we need done. For if we do that, we'll turn this country around.
And right now, you're already started. You created an organization. It's called the Reform Project. Can you tell me and my audience a little bit about it?
Yes, it's a bipartisan, not-for-profit attempt to get people involved in spite of an election, or no matter what happens tonight, to get them committed to real reform. And we're going to go to the Congress and make a case that the best way to change America is to have a president who's prepared to act on these issues. And we're going to give people a choice. People always tell us in this country, well, buddy, if I could get a chance to vote for something like you talk about, then I would do it. Well, here's what we're going to do. BS is over. We're going to give them a chance to put up or shut up. And it's thereformproject.org. Let me say it again, thereformproject.org. You can get on its website. We don't need you to send us anything. We just need you to commit to get involved, and let's turn this country around. I'm excited about the possibilities, and I'm going to try to make it happen.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now?
Road to 100 has begun.
All right, everyone sit down. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end. And it's really scary because I saw the weather today in New York, for example. It's going to be in the 70s all week long. That's not a good sign. I know the pool's going to close. The beautiful weather is going to come to an end. It's going to disappear. I wouldn't take out those boots yet. Our friends Leslie Sansone Walking Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in the living room for a change. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes, and if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture of your shoes. These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Okay? Take a picture of your walking shoes, tweet out with this picture, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Leslie Walks. Follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very simple to do, very easy. Don't be left behind. Or you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Look at me. Here I am. Right where I belong. I see that face coming back to me like an old familiar song. What better place could anyone be? 'Cause you're here with me.
And welcome back. We are just going through. We are just high-fiving people with this two-year anniversary show. What I love about this show is we remember how it started. That was the first hour. Now we are taking bits and pieces of some of our favorite guests that we had to offer the past 2 years. Over 90 guests and over 100 interviews conducted by me, Yo Andrew. And I have to say, for those to come on and be able to help our program out by just giving some basic information to our audience can really go a long way. I don't know many people that can do that. When we look at my favorites, are we really looking at, oh my God, this is my favorite, I've been listening to this interview every minute? Or is this, well, I have a few favorites and these are the ones I want to play? I guess we have to go by the second choice. I was sitting in the studio Sunday night, and I was alone. I was in the studio alone. You know, parents, they were out. My brother, they were out. And I'm sitting there just clicking the arrow button on the keyboard going, what the heck am I going to do? I mean, we have so many great interviews. Even recently, we've had great interviews. If you heard the interview with the executive director of SAVE, Dr. Daniel Reisenberg, who spoke about Robin Williams, or May Abudaki, who chose her best and worst moves of 2014, the summer of 2014, or our interview with Dr. Catherine Albrecht, the director of CASPIAN Consumer Privacy. That's already our most recent interviews that I loved. I mean, I learned so much. My audience did. They were great. If you're me, you okay, this is an interview. And then I go back in the time and you see Jonathan Behringer, the president of By Your Side Tutoring, our great conversation about SATs. I love that one. Afonso Mahiro, our only international interview. We spoke with him about WrestleMania. He's at Heelbook. We spoke with Bible scholar Larry Stone about the movie Noah. Great interview. So there's a lot of great interviews. And that's just from 2014 that I've mentioned. I can go back to Larry Hopper, the meteorologist at the Louisiana, at the University of Louisiana. I can go back to the, there was another great guest I liked. It was J.D. Tchili. I read 24/7 about how Britain handles their parliament and war. I mean, some great interviews. Some of them are the best. Believe it or not. You gotta love them. But I chose this one. I chose this one because there was a lot of laughs. I chose this one because I think it can relate to every age group. And I think we even learned something from it. Because we all do it. And that is whine. We all whine. We whine, we complain, we comment. But I feel after this conversation, I went out to my job or I went out to friends. And I really felt when someone said, Andrew, stop whining. Well, do you know what the real meaning of whining is? How many people whine? We're Americans. We whine. We whine about the president doing bad. We whine about the dress. We whine how fat we are. We all can relate to this conversation. I think that's why this is one of my favorites. Because you can play this conversation every week and it'll never get old. It never will. So what are we talking about? What interview did you have that consists of whining? Oh, we did. And it was a good one too. She was an expert and author, and this interview was conducted on March 11th, 2014, and it was January Jones. She's also a weekly radio host on many stations at iHeartRadio. And this interview was about her book of why we whine. What is whining? Here it is, one of my other favorite, probably not my second favorite, one of my favorites. I couldn't choose my second favorite of the 2-year anniversary of the O'Andrew News Talk Show. She is January Jones, and she is on my phone line. January, welcome to the O'Andrew News Talk Show.
Oh, yo, Andrew, thank you for having me. It's nice to be on your show with you today.
Nice for you to join me. Thank you very much. I want to first start the whole conversation by exactly trying to find the meaning of whining. Because I think many of us get confused. You got commenting, criticizing, showing their opinion. What is whining?
Well, whining is an epidemic going on in the world today. And whining is exaggerated complaining. Whining is trying to turn the attention onto yourself. And most people who whiners are looking for attention. They like to whine, and it usually pays off because people will listen to them and sometimes help them solve their problems. But in general, whiners just enjoy whining. It's a part of their DNA. They can't help but whine.
So when we look at whining, is whining something that we're naturally born with, or it comes as we go along through our early childhood?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I think that little girls are born knowing how to whine. I think little boys learn. I think any child you take into a toy store will start whining because they want to get some of the, they want to make their parents buy them toys. You know, kids will whine, especially they'll act up in public just to get their parents' attention. And you know what? That always works. I think girls are born whining, and boys learn how to do it very well.
Now, I whined as a child. I'm not afraid to show the whole world. And supposedly, I stopped whining around 12, 13 years old. So some of us stop whining at a certain age, but you just said whining has become an epidemic, meaning something that's spreading at a fast pace around the whole world. So are you trying to say that people, when they're young, girls especially, start whining and they're not stopping?
Right. And, you know, I think because we have so much networking, social networking going on, there's a great, this is a wonderful forum for whining. You see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, LinkedIn. People having other people listen to them. There's a lot of whining going on. People are whining about whining, actually.
Well, hopefully we're not.
No, I don't allow whining.
All right, no wine zone for 15 minutes on this program. Deal?
Well, you know, Andrew, one of the questions that people always ask me are, who whines more, men or women? And okay. Who would you say?
Who would I say? Oh, my God. See, yeah. Now I'm getting thrown with the questions. I mean, I'm a guy, so... But, you know, I would say a little bit of both. I would say, yeah, I wouldn't really go and say just a woman. I would say, I do go on Facebook, and you're right. I do see one of my friends who is a man who is coming out and always whining. I don't have a job yet. I graduate from college, and you get all these likes, and that brings attention. Then I have a young girl who just got a job in her field, and now she's whining that she's had long hours, and that she's finally got a day off. So, you know what? Two people around the same age, man and woman. So I would say both.
Okay. Well, you know, research has shown that the actuality is that women whine more than men. And the reason that is women, during the course of a day, will speak over 7,000 words, whereas most men on a good day might get out 2,000 words. Of course, you'd be the exception to that. I think you speak more than 2,000 words. But women, by virtue of the fact that they speak over 7,000 words, they have more opportunities to whine. And I think the reality is men just kind of sit back and listen. And probably ignore them.
Oh, yeah. Honey, can we, pull over and find directions? No. That's exactly what's going on as we speak. Right now, there are women that are talking a lot more than I am. We are speaking with January Jones. She's the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. And I think you just explored something that I never even noticed, is how when you say it's an epidemic, it's because of really the internet. How Facebook and Twitter gives you the opportunity of saying something, and for you to get that attention, you got likes and you got comments, and it encourages you to do it more. So if anything, there's an epidemic, January, of us encouraging whining, not trying to push it away.
I know.
That's the problem. We want the whine zone. We want it.
You can't get away from it. So no. I think, you know, you probably should just join in. I think you're pretty good at it.
Well, thank you. I know. I was just whining 20 minutes ago about the young New Jersey girl who wants to sue her parents. I don't think I was trying to get attention. I was trying to give a conversation. But you did write this book, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. So I guess, in your title, how do we stop whining? It's an epidemic. We're encouraging it. We want the whine zone. How do we stop it?
Well, you know, I did the survey. It took over 2 years to do the survey, and we had people submitting their cures. So there are over 100 cures for whining in this book, all done with lots of humor and hope. Women, when they're whining about personal issues, weight, hair, mother-in-laws, things that they maybe can do something about. Men are whining about big issues. They whine about the economy, government, war, politics. They actually whine about things they can't do anything about. My favorite cure for men is the sports cure. When a man is whining and you have had enough and you can't get him to stop, the best cure is to ask him a question about his sports team.
Well, I'm going to tell my phone screener that one.
Yeah. That'll change the topic. And then, of course, you have to realize that men love whining about sports. So their team isn't winning enough, or it's losing, or it's this or that. So for men, it's the sports cure for whining. My best cure for women for whining is called the chocolate cure.
Okay.
And if you give a woman some chocolate, she'll stop whining immediately. It's 100% guaranteed cure.
Really?
My favorite cure when people are whining and I want them to stop, it's kind of the silent smile cure. You just keep smiling and nodding, and finally, guess what? They run out of steam and they stop whining.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you are showing them that you're not gaining any attention. We don't want you to further do this no more. So I guess in smaller terms, if your young boy or girl in the supermarket is, I want this, I want this, you just ignore them or you just sit there.
No
wine zone at Pathmark.
Like if you're not in public, I'd just smack them. But if you're in public, you probably don't want to smack them. So, you know, you probably are just going to ignore them. Or, you know, there's a famous thing that all the mothers out there will relate to, and it's called the look. And when you give a child the look, they know
that's right.
When you're at home or in private, they will pay for it. So I think I was pretty upset. I had four kids. And they were pretty good whiners, and my look could stop most of them dead in their tracks.
January, I'm not afraid to tell you this. I'm 23 years old, and I still get the look. I mean, I don't get it as much, but if something you do is really bad, like you went to open school night, and the teacher gave you a bad report, and then my mom, her look was the lips started to cringe, and the eyes glowed. My dad, I'm telling you, you get the looks. But it works, though. It works, and guess what?
Yeah,
I actually became a pretty good person. I'm not saying what they did was wrong, but you are right, though. The look, if you have a good look, and you show it to them when they're young, they'll never forget it. They'll never forget it. My brother's 26, and he's still scared of the look. He's still scared of it.
Yeah, there's over 100 cures like that in my book, and we address actually, the survey, when my publisher asked me to write this book, they said, you know, let's do a book about the top 10 things that people whine about. So I thought, oh, well, that'll be easy. Well, it turned out that the book just took on a life of its own because we found out that every age group from cradle to convalescent home has their own issues, and each age group had their own top 10 whines. So all of a sudden, we were dealing with 11, 12 chapters of different ages of whining, children, teenagers, single men, women, parents, grandparents, best friends. It was really a fun book to do, and the survey took over 2 years to put together because we had so many respondents, and it was interesting. Most of them wanted to respond anonymously.
Well, I don't blame them. Who wants to be that person? Well, if you're a whiner, you want your name to be shown. Show it to the whole world. I am no wine zone here. I love that wine zone. January Jones, she's right now.
Yes.
January Jones, she's right now joining us. We are speaking about the whining epidemic, I should say. And she's also the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. And January, one last question I want to ask you is this no wine zone. Apparently you have one. And if you can describe to my audience, what exactly is it? Is it a little square? Is it a little corner? Or is it something that's imaginary, but everyone knows it's present?
Well, the No Wine Zone, actually, Andrew, is my website, www.januaryjones.com. And if your listeners go to my website and sign in with their name and email, they'll have a very pleasant surprise waiting for them.
Well, there you go, januaryjones.com. But again, you better keep your whining behind. Sign up on the Twitter and the Facebook, and don't even listen to this show anymore. We always whine. That's all we do. I want attention.
I stopped whining, and instead of whining, I started drinking wine, and it really does help you get through the day.
Just take away the H, and and believe me, you have a long night. Remember, party starts at 11, according to my watch, at least. January, thanks for coming on the program and really giving me an understanding of what whining is, because I have to stop.
Okay.
I had to.
Okay, well, I'm happy to be on the show, and I'm glad that we're on radio, so I don't have to give you the look.
That's right. Oh my God! If you gave me that look, click. That's it. Next call is now. No. Yes, no looks. Only maybe if you take a selfie and you post it on your website of the look, then that will stir a lot of attention. Imagine that, a whining selfie.
Well, and also if people go to my website, they'll get to meet my talking dog Zoe. And she's a celebrity on YouTube, actually. So she has gotten quite a career going for herself. She even gets her own emails, and people call up running to talk to her.
Well, I would love to talk to Zoe on this program. I'm not sure how much we'll actually get out of it. It is radio, after all. We can try our best. Well,
Zoe doesn't talk on radio. She only talks on YouTube, so you're out of luck.
I'm out of luck. All right, fine. You win. January Jones, author of Thy Shall Not Whine, The 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. January, thanks for coming on the program. Hope we can speak to you very soon.
Thank you. It was fun.
January Jones, she is author, and she has created a no wine zone. When I come back on the program, I want your call.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com.
Many ask where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
The road to 100 has begun.
Even if it's the 2-year anniversary of the program and the 94th broadcast here in the YNTS studio, of course we need to end with our sound clip of wisdom. And we have played over 90 sound clip of wisdoms the past 2 years. And even though I always tell you every single week what is the sound clip of wisdom and why we do it, I want to go into really quickly how it was formed. Why did I choose the sound clip of wisdom? Back in college, my brother came up to me. I was writing a paper, and I had to write an ending. And my brother came up to me, a little bit older than me, 3 years, and he said, one of my professors told me when you end a paper, always end it with a quote. It always works. It sounds great. So if you have a paper about a president, you end the quote with the president. If you have a paper speaking about a discovery, have a quote by an expert or by a philosopher about a discovery. In college, for a little bit, we used to do that. We used to choose a quote and give our, you know, end of the show quote. Hey, we end the paper with the quote. How about we do it with the show? I didn't like the idea. It was hard to find quotes, and there were so many. I felt, okay, everyone does this probably. So what else could we do? When I was watching my favorite program, The Newsroom, that's going for its last season, its third season on HBO, I said to myself, this would be a great clip to play on the program, but how could we put it in the program? A great clip that can give someone a lesson or at least a conversation after the program ends. We're only a once-a-week show. We want the conversation to keep going. I decided to, well, let's make an end-of-the-show clip. Sound clip of wisdom. And we've never let it go in our 2 years. And that's the first sound clip we played. And that's the first one we're going to play for you right now. But I'm going to play for you when I aired it and what I said about it 2 years ago on August 31st, 2012. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom, our very first here in the YNTS studio.
Our new segment. We used to do a lot of quotes, you know, you have that quote that we can give to you, you move on with it 7, 8, 9 days and share it on your social networks and really, really grab it and get into it. Now, I want to do sound clip of wisdom. No more quote. I want to give you a sound clip, a sound bite that you can take, that you could speak about with your friends, listen to it hundreds of times, and really absorb it. I feel it's more efficient than a quote, and I feel that it's really going to leap off our studio speakers just a little bit. And this is a sound clip. It's from the HBO series The Newsroom. It was the first episode, and the young man, he was the news anchor. He was asked the question. The question is this: do you think America is the greatest country in the world? And I want you to listen to this clip, and I hope you like a sound clip of wisdom.
What about the people?
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world? Professor, that's my answer.
You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about
fine.
But Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of her paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey,
and with a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And you got you, sorority girl. Just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
So that was just, chills. It just such a precise answer. And if one politician could have gave me that question, that answer, I would vote for them in a heartbeat. But none of them ever will, and now they can never, because if they do, I'll know where they got it from. But at least I could say that where they got it from, at least I know they're paying attention, and they would say one thing: be informed. And that's right. That's why we were the best country in the world, because we were informed, and that's why you are listening to this Yo Andrew News Talk show, because you want to be informed. You want to see what is going on. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be in the box. You want to be out of the box. You don't want to be in the back. You want to be in the front, and you don't want to be the back seat. You want to be the driver. You want to drive this country to where it should be, right at the top, right to the stars where Neil Armstrong was from. That's what you want. That's what you need. That's what you should be, and that's why we're here tonight.
I want to thank so many people. Not for today. The past 2 years. I have to say, this is when you start getting a little emotional. Because you do this every week. And you just say to yourself, is this worth my time? And every time I go behind this mic, I say to myself, it is. Every time I listen to a radio host, I can do better than that. Every time I see someone at work go on the mic and they laugh and they look down on you or they look very high at you, it's worth it. To see friends come up to you and say, Andrew, you're going to be on the radio someday, it's worth it. To see your mom and dad sit down every week, every time, bad mood, good mood, don't like the topic, love the topic, agree or disagree what I said, it's worth it. When a technical difficulty goes down and you come back next week, it's worth it. When your friends text you, great show tonight. When a guest emails you back saying, thanks for having me on, love the interview, it's worth it. When a radio station wants to keep you on just a little bit longer, it's worth it. When you're able to learn something that you thought you never would learn, you are able to, instead of looking at a textbook, you're able to actually take that textbook and create a conversation. It's worth it. To be able to do things you never thought you were able to do, it's worth it. Build a studio from your own bare hands, it's worth it. To be able to go another 2 years, it's worth it. You lose money, you win money, it's worth it. The economy crashes, but you're still standing. It's worth it. To see people die during this program, it's worth it. 2 election days. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Every second. And I plan to go as long as I could. Hey! There's going to be weeks where it's going to be slow. There's going to be weeks when it's going to be great. Believe me, after this program, I might say this was the worst program ever. I might say this was the best. But next week, you come back, you do it again. Someone's going to hear you. Someone's going to watch you. If you can do it, anyone can. thank you. That was my thank you. By telling you that you're the one that's allowing me to keep going every week, that's my thank you. 2 years. I mean, it's just amazing. 2 years. Every week. Stop the world, Yo Andrew's on the air. Phone lines off the hook, Yo Andrew's on the air. I take off from work sometimes because Yo Andrew is on the air. Managers understand it. Co-workers understand it. Friends understand it. And that's all I wanted. He's not doing no dimpy blog, or he's not going on every week and then eventually falling out. That's a show. And if I have time, I'll listen to it. And if I have time, I'll listen to it another day. Another show, another month. The road to 100 is another milestone, and I hope you can be a part of it with me. Again, www.yoandrewnts.com is the place where you can listen to me. Hope you'll be able to listen. Don't be left behind. You just listen to the 2-year anniversary, the 94th broadcast, and another Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2-mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone.
Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.